Our next stop is a Civil War battlefield hidden in plain view in Washington, D.C. It's called Fort Stevens and was the site of a very close call 150 years ago today.
As you can see where that marker is, that is where President Lincoln stood when he was nearly killed.
Okay, you're getting ahead. Craig Howell is a licensed D.C. tour guide who grew up near Fort Stevens. We met Howell at the site of this battle, now surrounded by churches and low-rise apartment buildings, and asked him to describe what it looked like 150 years ago.
There were five gun platforms, cannon platforms, facing the enemy. The enemy got as close as half a mile from where we are.
And the enemy being?
The Confederates, 12,000 troops, give or take, under Confederate Commander Jubal Early.
And he had 12,000 troops.
More or less.
Amassed right over,
right
up the street,
up
basically.
The street.
And how many Union?
Well, that's the good news and the bad news. There are lots of them, but most of them on the 11th were amateurs.
General Ulysses S. Grant had diverted Union troops from D.C. to make an assault on Richmond. Meanwhile, the Confederates were headed for D.C. So Howell says the Union quickly recruited anyone they could find.
They were government clerks. I mean, if you can imagine, you know, going down and emptying out all the government offices and telling everybody, grab your musket and come out and fight off professional Confederates. That was a situation on the 11th. Not very good for the Yankees. But General Grant down in Richmond, who thought Jubal Early was down there in Richmond, all of a sudden, whoops, is right. At the last minute, he discovers Jubal Early is here at the gates of Washington. He sends up reinforcements. And the professional troops on the Army of the Potomac arrive here in the nick of time.
Otherwise, it was going to be like people from the DMV.
Yes,
versus
the DMV is exactly right.
Now, to give a sense of the what-ifs.
Yes.
We are, what, maybe 5 miles? Less than 5 miles away from the Capitol.
At the most.
The White House.
Yes.
They got very close.
Yeah, they got way too close. It would have been an absolute disaster politically, never mind anything else, for Mr. Lincoln if the Confederates had just marched into Washington, you know, burned Washington. And that could have very easily have happened. Grant would have been disgraced. Lincoln might have lost the election in November because this would be such an embarrassment. Psychological impact would have been incalculable.
I want to talk about Lincoln, and I think that there's a monument
yes.
up there to Lincoln's role in this in
yes.
this battle.
Yes.
So let's walk up there.
He was very much a hands-on commander. He wanted to be at the scene of the action. So he came out here on both July 11th and the 12th to see what was going on. And on the 12th, things got so interesting, he stood up on this parapet. Now, he's a tall man, 6 feet four.
That is a tall
man. Not to mention the hat. The hat.
And was he wearing the hat?
Yes, yes. And he stood up here, and if you can see over in the distance, you can see a cupola. That's where the Confederates were. That's only a half a mile away. Some sharpshooters up here were up there shooting at anything that moved along here. So somebody took a shot. And as you can see from this monument here, the guy standing next to Lincoln was hit, and he was wounded. I mean, imagine if that sharpshooter back there had been just a little bit more accurate. He could have very easily have killed the president. And then what? I mean, you know, can anybody name who would have become president? I don't think so. It would have been the vice president, Hannibal Hamlin.
Whoa.
Have anybody ever heard of Hannibal Hamlin?
Sounds like a burger place.
Well, but it could have been very, very different. I mean, you have two big what-ifs. What if Lincoln had been killed here? And what if the Confederates had occupied or destroyed Washington?
Now, I hear that there's some lore.
Yes.
There's a famous quote.
Yes. While the president was up here, a lieutenant grabbed President Lincoln and said, "Get down, you fool!" that lieutenant was a guy named Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr., who was the son of the very famous poet, and he went on to become a very, very long-serving Supreme Court justice. So everybody knows this story, you know, that Lincoln was told, "Get down, you fool." Historians doubt that story. We tour guides call that kind of story too good to check.
Craig Howell, a D.C. licensed guide and Civil War junkie, thanks for taking us out here.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.